Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Let's talk about the stuff you bug me about all the time, which is getting older. Now, not just in general terms, but it is true as you get older, lots of things change. Your perspective changes, your health changes, your interests change, all those things, right?
I have known you for what feels like a lifetime, and I have observed the changes in the types of experiences that you've wanted when it comes to travel. There's been some consistency. You don't like big crowds.
That's been less and less, right? I didn't mind when I was younger.
That's exactly what's changed. The definition of big crowd.
Yeah.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know Mr. Popwich like I do, will now know that when you first started to travel, when we built our practice together, a large group would consist of anything more than 20,000 people. You could go into a stadium. You could go into a hockey arena.
Absolutely.
No problem. Okay. Now a big crowd is any more than, what, three?
Yeah, it's pretty small. It's pretty dramatically different these days. Okay.
And and so if there's like within a 30-foot radius, more than three people, it's crowded in here.
Exactly.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So why has that changed? Because what you're experiencing is very similar to what many people experience as they age. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's just a different experience. So what are some of the things you've noticed, and why do you think it's happened that way?
Well, I mean, I suppose there's a number of reasons, but let's go with the crowds, right? So just, I'm less comfortable in crowds now. I don't know why that is. The last big crowd experience I had is I went with a group of friends to the Phoenix Open, right? And that was the year last year when it was so crowded, and you're shoulder to shoulder people. And I find, generally speaking, that people's behavior isn't quite as civilized as I would like it to be, and that frustrates.
So let me translate that. Your tolerance of people has gone down.
Well,
I think they've been the same.
But here's another one. Let me give you a good one. So my hearing is getting worse.
What? Sorry, what'd you say?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so I find with large groups and big, like lots of ambient noise, it's harder for me to actually hear what's going on. Isn't that interesting? Right. So you remember when I did that course on aging?
Yeah.
Right. All of these things that I was studying 20 years ago are starting to happen to me. And it changes the perspective. It changes the experience I want to have. I find it's also interesting to travel with my kids now. So I'm 56 and I've got a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old. And when we would travel with the kids, we were indifferent. Like when I was their age, I just wanted to go to a beach and have fun and play beach volleyball and do all those things. And, you know, Maddie and I don't want to do that now. Right. So I found travel.
You don't want to go to a beach?
No. I'm a big city guy now. I want to go to museums. I'm interested in history, and I want to study the history before we go. The kids don't want to do that. So you can see just between the kids and us, right, what our different interests and experiences are. So I thought it was fascinating, and you're having the same experience. I mean, you're pretty consistent in the type of travel that you want to do.
Yeah, and one thing that you've changed in is the lack of, or the way that you don't like it being a commercialized location.
Right.
So, and I'll just make up stuff. Las Vegas 20 years ago,
right,
no problem.
Right.
Today, Las Vegas, pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I don't need that to be all. I would rather be in a remote island or small town Italy. You know, like that.
Yeah.
There's been a big change in what you're looking for, the experience that you're having. Have you noticed the cost of your experience has gone up, even though it's changed?
Yeah.
Or is it pretty much spending about the same amount of money as you were before?
No, it has. And part of that, I would just say, listen, as you get older and perhaps you have more disposable income than you did when you're 20, I think that would naturally change.
Sure.
So if I strip out that natural change, then I would say the costs probably still have gone up, because I would rather see a band or a concert with 1,500 people, right? Not Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to pay a little bit more for that, right? So yes, given sort of where I'm at, I would say it changes, right? Yeah. And it's changed the experience.
Yeah. And so this is where I've changed. So, you know, I'm a fan of sports travel.
Yeah.
Okay. Which hasn't changed much in the years that you've known me. but the experience has. So for those of you who don't know, Dave and I are going to be traveling to Europe in May for a conference out there with some of the top money managers throughout the world. That being said, it happens to fall mm-hmm. into a point in time mm-hmm. where I'm going to be dragging this man into a building in Germany where almost 80,000 people will be chanting for their favorite soccer team in the Champions yep. League final. Now, we haven't bought the tickets yet
yep.
because I haven't convinced you totally that we're going and this is the type of experience right. we're going to have.
Right.
Now, if this was 20 years ago, right. I just want to be in the building.
Right.
20 years later, I want to be in the building, but I don't want to be around too many people.
Yeah.
Which is very hard to do in a sports stadium.
And but then you have to pay for a little bit higher experience, right? Bingo. So that changes. Yeah.
And then the expenses go up. Yeah. So this is where people who are trying to maximize the experience as they age will also adjust the expenditure. So when people say, here's my retirement plan, here's my budget for travel for the next 10 years, I always go, you're not going to evolve in your experiences according to your budget.
Right. Have you thought, and they haven't.
You can't.
Yeah, you can't. You just got to experience it. And it's got to happen.
We have retired hundreds yeah. of times with yeah. clients, and we know the travel budget is not the exact same amount for a 10-year period, a 5-year period. It will change. And more times than not, it will go up because you want something different than what you've had before.
Well, and this is another good point, because you and I often talk to people about the differences between, a vacation, a 1 week or 2 week vacation,
yep.
about traveling abroad, right? And then living abroad. And these are all very, very different propositions.
Very different.
So if you thought, I think about my 20s and my 30s, I had limited time away and from vacation time because of work and so on and so forth. So really, and it was about beaches. I loved just going to the beach. Yeah. Didn't care what beach.
Yeah.
It was hot and had a beach. That's it.
Yeah.
And now I look for the least expensive way to do that.
Correct.
And that was the experience I wanted. That's not the thing now, right? Now, to sit out in 40-degree heat, I'm dying, right? I need 25 degrees in air conditioning at the most, right? Where can we go in the world to do that? Yeah. And what are we going to go see there, yeah. right? And maybe I've got 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, but there'll come a time when you can go for a month and you can travel anytime you want because you're not working anymore.
Correct.
That's different again. And then, boy, some people want to just go live in a certain place, right?
Right. And so, again, that's part of the planning process of when people say, when I ask them, well, so what's the plans in retirement?
Right.
And they say, travel.
Right.
Very broad.
Not good enough.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 months.
Where?
Snowbird.
How? Yeah.
Right. And so, again, we are experienced enough to know that not everybody has an exact plan of what their travel will look like.
Right.
Not only in the next 12 months, but right. in the next 12 years, right. right? So we understand that. There needs to be wiggle room.
Right.
There has to be give. And here's where I think there's a big gap in planning for reality
mm-hmm.
and planning for paper.
Right.
On paper, you kind of put in travel budget, X dollars per year.
Yeah.
And going to be the same
yep.
forever.
Yep.
Blah. Here right. it is. Boring and false. It is absolutely wrong when people put a dollar amount and they say, that's going to be my budget.
Right.
There's very few people right. that we have worked with.
Yep.
Even you, yep. who I said would be our best finance minister in this country because you can stick to a budget and won't go one penny over. That's fact.
No, yeah.
But
I'm also a good planner and realistic about it too.
You're also cheap. The point is that when you have a budget, it's going to change and
yeah,
you will
yeah.
then look at the value of what you're doing versus the cost it
right.
has to acquire that
correct.
Experience.
That's correct.
And that's where I think the dynamic planning that needs to be taken care of is understanding what the client, the individual, the family are doing, what are their values, what are they looking forward to, and then you can kind of modify or have that plan being dynamic enough to match all those things. Remember, there are a lot of people right now that have went through the pandemic, didn't travel, and now they're loading up.
Right.
And we're talking 4 years later.
Right.
They're loading up their travel,
yep.
their experiences. And they're now shifting that. They're saying travel is no longer a luxury. It's a basic necessity.
Yep.
Ta-da.
Here we go. Build it into the plan.
We're going to talk about this at our upcoming seminar, as well as how to budget, plan, and be dynamic in your retirement plan to cover all the issues on October the 29th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Go to More Than Money Radio to register.
Should you only focus on your portfolio's rate of return in retirement? Join us after the break for the answer. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.